Proclamation number 6025 of 16th of August, 1954. Mercy. Do not harden your hearts. Whatever you want people to do to you, do it to them. Always put yourselves in your fellow human being's position of need and think of how grateful you would be if you were helped out of this adversity, and then act according to your strength and it will be right in my eyes. But if your brother's adversity leaves you cold, then your heart will already be hardened and then it will be difficult for you to enter the kingdom of heaven, for then you will be without love. Then you will not fulfill my commandments and your soul will not be able to mature. The change of nature will not take place, but this is the purpose and aim of your earthly life. Your fellow human being's adversity can certainly also be your fault, and yet you should help him, for you yourselves can also fall into sin and thereby become adversity. And you will also make use of my love and mercy because you feel unhappy. If your heart is hardened, if you pass by a person in distress indifferently, mentally place yourselves in the same predicament. And the ice will melt, a wave of mercy will flood over you, if you are still able to change at all. For know that you can all get into the same predicament. Know that you do not determine your own fate and that you therefore cannot avert from yourselves what I want to bring upon you for the purpose of your education. What concerns your neighbor today can already be your own fate tomorrow, and if you expect help then also give it to your neighbor and you will do well by it. Don't think self-righteously, don't feel exalted and don't look down on your fellow human being because you are earthly better off or seem to master fate better. For then he caused me to put you in the same position so that you feel what you did not want to understand before. Do not harden your hearts. But let yourselves be touched by every adversity and seek help. For you give and receive back abundantly what you have given out. And you win the hearts of those you give to, and that is your greatest gain, that good thoughts follow you, that you are remembered with love, which your soul feels as strength to mature itself. And always remember my words, whatever you do to the least of your brothers, you have done to me. Then it will be easy for you to alleviate hardship. And as you now love God above all things, you will not fail to love your neighbor either. And you will fulfill my commandments and mature in your soul. Amen.